up on the Ben Davis and Kelly, Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 6:10. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
One of those mornings where maybe you need an extra cup of coffee or an extra, I don't know, can of Coke or... you're one of those people who don't drink anything in the morning, do you?
Well, no. I have like a little vitamin shake, and that gets me through.
All right. Well, maybe one of those days to take an extra swig of your vitamin shake.
Or start earlier, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. So today we've got a phone tap where Robert Hassenpepper, the Hassenpepper family, by the way, is the family that 90% of the time stars in our phone tap episodes. Robert has taken many jobs. One of them we didn't know up until now is that he's an Uber driver and he cares very passionately about his rating. So, that
we should also mention the family's imaginary.
Yeah, you're right. It's completely made up. It's a completely fake family. It doesn't have any basis in truth. So
no, but they're very real to us.
Yes, absolutely. So there's that. And then we need to. So there's when drama sometimes finds you, and you're like, do I take the bait? Do I poke the bear? Do I stir the pot? And you come to us. I feel like you're asking us to tell you, yes, do it. I mean,
A lot of times I think people have an answer in mind they want
that they want to hear. Right.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that coming up as well here this morning. And feel good stories and all sorts of stuff throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX on this St. Patrick's Day Eve. On the last day of virtual learning for many JCPS students, tomorrow starts the return to in-person learning for kindergarten through second grade, then third through fifth grade on March 18th, and then the middle and high school students beginning on April 5th. So, I would anticipate this is almost like summer in that we're going to reintroduce ourselves to a whole bunch of people who have forgotten that we were here.
Maybe. You know what? We'll welcome them back with open arms.
Absolutely. All right. So that starts tomorrow here on 99.7 DJX. All right. Let's get to your feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
One of the brightest spots on the internet this week is 102-year-old Julia Fulkerson.
Oh.
She was seen joining her great-grandson, 6-year-old Brody, during his virtual kitty gym class.
Oh.
Now, this was the first time that she had seen her family, like, in a year.
Okay.
So she's marching in place. She's pumping her arms. 6-year-old Brody's hopping around a little bit, falls down giggling. And he says, great-grandma was, like, dancing around and doing the PE exercise.
That's
and
awesome.
Brody's mom, Angela, caught it all on video. She said, I was cracking up, taking video after video. It was just super surreal kind of watching. And she will, again, just bring you pure joy. If you need a little dose of that today, Julia Fulkerson delivers at 102 years old.
Love it.
During the virtual kitty gym class. We'll tweet it out. You have to see it. You got to see it. It's one of those you got to see.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
DJX.
Let's get to a setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day without hanging out naked on a chair in your apartment's parking lot, you're doing okay.
Why are we naked in the parking lot?
What a friendly greeter at this apartment parking lot, though, right?
Wait, did they get locked out? That's happened to me.
To Florida we go, where 71-year-old Irving, a.k.a. Baby Cakes, as he's known around the place,
He was fully nude.
I need to kind of know the backstory for that nickname.
Right. Fully nude, sitting in his chair next to his apartment complex's parking lot. And here's the thing. There's a bunch of children running around in the area, too.
Yeah.
That's where it gets to be indecent exposure, disorderly intoxication. Oh, yeah.
Nobody needs to see little baby cakes. Right. Nobody.
That is true. So that is just a quick one. But if you can manage to make it through the day without hanging out on your chair in your apartment's parking lot, fully naked, you're doing okay.
You know what? That was probably the blessing for him, is that it's in Florida, so it's warmer, mm-hmm. and he wasn't freezing. We can thank the good Lord for that.
Again,
I'm choosing to think he got locked out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm choosing to think.
Or just a very friendly greeter there at the apartment complex.
Yeah, I did get locked out of my sister's house one time in Michigan when I went to visit her.
Mm-hmm.
She was at work. I was out there with her dog for, probably a good couple of hours. I had my jammies on, though. I wasn't naked.
Okay, that's good.
I did get to meet her neighbors. That was fun.
That's fun. All right. We'll get to a little bit of sports here. Sports action from the Sports Authority here on DJX. I'll tell you what, when storied programs like U of L, UK, IU don't make the NCAA tournament, there are consequences. Indiana has fired their head coach, Archie Miller.
Uh-oh.
So, that being said, now, guess where the rumors have gone to?
Oh, Calipari?
Well, there are some that are like, okay, since UK hates or has now refused to play IU, IU needs to hire Calipari as a way to get back at UK. I don't think that's going to happen.
Wow. Yeah. No. The
rumor
I
was seeing
that happening
is Rick Pitino.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen either. I really don't.
No.
I really don't.
I don't think that's a possibility either.
I don't think Rick Pitino. Well, if any coach could coach at three rivalry schools, it would be Rick Pitino. He would be the guy that would do it. But I don't think he's going to leave Iona to go to IU. Now,
no, the trifecta might be complete though. If he had, you know, Kentucky, Louisville, and IU.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
There's that. I will say there is some good news in the NCAA tournament in that the Lady Cards have drawn a 2 seed for the women's NCAA tournament.
Well, looky there.
Yep. And Kentucky and Indiana both got 4 seeds in the NCAA women's tournament. So there is good news.
There you go.
Yeah.
All of our hopes and dreams are now pinned on you, ladies.
That's no pressure. That's right. No pressure. So there you are. A little sports action. But wouldn't it? I mean, it's just fun to like live in that world for a hot second where Rick Pitino comes back to coach IU. Are you kidding me?
That's a little insane.
It is. But like I said, it's fun to let your mind wander there for a hot second. Like I said, it's not going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen. But that's where some of the rumors have started immediately latching to. That and the whole Calipari is going to IU, which I don't see that as a possibility either.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Hey, guys, sports.
Okay, great. That was fun.
Breaking it down for you in easy-to-digest segments there on 99.7 DJX. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, a little setting the bar story. We go to the great country of Canada, the great white north, if you will, for examples of what not to do. How not to use 911. Next. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And we go to the great white north, Canada, for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because your mom changed your Xbox password, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. I get you feel that is an emergency. However, that is not classified as an actual emergency by the authorities.
Yeah, the Halton Regional Police actually sent out a reminder tweet on Tuesday saying, never thought we'd have to say this, but here we are. Mom changing your Xbox password is not a reason to call 911. Yes, this happened.
So, just like the fact that there needs to be instructions on the box of Pop-Tarts.
Yep. Remove from foil wrapper. Right, exactly. So, again, you know, listen, kids are going to get wronged, they feel, and they're going to get feel like they that the parents are being unfair to them, and they don't know who to turn to, so they know that, you know what, I can call the authorities on them. That is not necessarily a good reason to call the authorities.
Yeah, we need to, again, just remind them it's kind of life and death, like personal injury kind of emergencies.
Now, you don't know what game they have. They were maybe playing on Xbox. It could be life and death, Kelly.
Okay.
Depending on what game they were playing.
Actual life and death.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not virtual.
All right. Fine. So, yeah, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because your mom or your girlfriend or your wife changed your Xbox password, you're doing okay. Yes, I was
call the Geek Squad.
Yes, I was being very sexist there and just assuming that it was going to be a guy that was going to get pissed that his significant other changed the
pretty valid password. Not a lot of women that are. I'll just say this: we're probably smarter and know not to do that.
I'll give you that.
More than the man.
I'll give you that. All right, that's set of the bar. I think it's because we're all invested. News: the Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez love struggle that we've now been on, the roller coaster that we've been on the past 4 days, they're broken up. Oh no. Then they're not broken up. Alex Rodriguez waving his index finger at everybody saying, no, I'm not single. I'm not single. That's right.
Yep.
To then him yesterday posting a little Insta story and tagging Jennifer Lopez from a tropical location, indicating
that they're together.
Yes. So, like I said, we're only talking about it because now we are all invested in this weird emotional roller coaster that we have been subject to.
I'm rooting for them. I hope it works out.
I'm hoping that this is just a road bump on the, you know, highway of their relationship, but too many times we've seen this.
They invited us in when they made their relationship so public, right? I mean, he was all over her YouTube channel,
TikTok
tour, TikTok. I mean, they are together all the time, and so it's only natural that we are now on this roller coaster with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping it works out. I want to see him get to the finish line. Listen, Jennifer is not afraid of commitment. She has been there several times, and I just want to see this one stick.
And you know what?
It would stick.
Yeah, I mean, she leads with her heart, obviously.
She does.
And man, you know, you just hope for the best for her. And, you know, they're, you know, her kids and A-Rod and everything. And, you know, they just seem like such a great couple. So
they seem like a really nice blended family.
But again, it's one of those things where it's like social media tells one story, real life tells another. So,
yeah. Again, it's got to be difficult. You said this yesterday. Like, you know, when normal people, normal relationships have issues, but they're not put on blast for the world to judge. Mm-hmm. That adds like another element of stress.
Oh my God.
That you have to work through.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
I mean, when people are both rooting for you to break up because they think they have a chance at either J-Lo or A-Rod.
Or
exactly. Newsflash, you don't. Or they're rooting for you to stay together. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. That is a lot of pressure. And
I'm a sensitive person, so like I hate, you know, if any sort of confrontation or anything like that. And if it was like amplified, anything that happened to me was amplified on, like, if people judging me on what I'm deciding to do with anything in my life.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. So again, the latest in the what do they have, like a, it's not like a Bennifer situation. What is their love name?
Well, it's just J-Lo A-Rod.
It's J-Rod? Is that what
maybe
it is?
J-Rod.
J-Rod? So anyways, the latest in the J-Rod is that he then tagged her in what we're assuming the Dominican Republic, because J-Lo is there to film a shotgun wedding. So maybe things are starting to get better for those two.
He's putting in some FaceTime. He's like, listen, we need to get together in the same room.
Yep.
Hammer this out, because things are happening, swirling around us.
People are saying things. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Traveling for this one, there's a small group of islands in South Korea that's home to about 100 people.
All right.
And apparently all the young people have pretty much left. So to kick off tourism, back in 2015, they invested $4.25 million to turn the islands purple.
Oh.
So their native flower is the purple balloon flower. So that was kind of the inspiration they jumped off of.
Okay.
So listen, they've gone all in. Residents have painted their houses, roads, bridges, planted purple flowers like lavender and asters to transform their entire town into this purplicious tourist attraction.
Look at that.
So it's drawn over like 487,000 people since they officially kind of kicked off the campaign in 2019.
Okay.
Restaurants offer purple rice. They serve food on purple plates. Residents dress in purple, head to toe. One of the little ladies says, even my underwear and my socks, it makes me happy.
Oh, well, if it makes you happy, do it.
And there are like three purple footbridges connecting the two islands. Benches decorated with I Purple You, which was made popular by Kim Tae-hung. You may know him as V from BTS.
All right.
Which means I trust, love, and support you.
Look at that.
And they have a purple light show at sunset. It's pretty purpliciously fantastic.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. I you know what? And I'm looking at, you know, our kind of station colors are pretty purple-tastic.
Yeah.
And it's about that shade. So
look at that.
Yeah, I kind of love it. It's pretty unique. We'll tweet it out. You can see it. Maybe plan a vacation someday.
Sure.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Do that every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Coming up, Robert Hassenpepper and the entire Hassenpepper family has had many jobs over the years. Maybe you didn't know. Robert Hassenpepper was also an Uber driver.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get involved here.
Yeah, well, it's too late. It's too late. It's a phone tap. And it's coming up.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Lewis. Says, you guys still do phone taps, right?
Mm-hmm.
My pal Ken would be a good guy for you to call. I think he'd be easy to fool. Email me back. I can tell you some things about him. Maybe you can come up with something good, okay?
Okay. Well, we did. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Robert Hassenpepper is an Uber driver and takes his rating very seriously. And when he picked up Ken and realized Ken didn't give him all 5 stars, needed to call him and see what the deal was. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ken?
It is. Who's this?
Ken, the name's Robert Hassenpepper. I don't know if you remember me, but I was your Uber driver a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago? Okay.
You don't remember me.
I'm sorry. I use Uber a lot. I don't know who you are.
Okay. I guess I wasn't memorable enough for you, huh?
I'm sorry, man. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Well, what's going on is that you gave me 4 stars.
I don't know if that was me. I always give 5 stars.
What? I wasn't good enough for 5 stars?
Hey, how did you get my number?
Your number's in the system, Ken.
And you called me to complain about what I rated you?
Well, I've had a few low ratings lately, and I could just lose my job.
Well, 4 isn't that bad.
Well, 4 is terrible, Ken. We're supposed to get all 5s.
Well, like I said, I have no memory of riding with you, and I don't know why I would have given you a 4. There must have been a reason.
What's the matter? Did my car smell funny? Did I smell funny?
I'm sure it was nothing like that.
Was I late? I'm never late. Did I talk too much? Sometimes I talk too much. I got to be honest. That was it, wasn't it? My wife says I'm just too chummy with people. Did I make you uncomfortable, Ken? Did I do that? You got to tell
me. No, I'm sure that wasn't it. I really don't even remember this ride, to be honest.
I mean, I got
to
be honest, Ken. I'm a little desperate here. If my average rating falls below a 4.6, I'm in big trouble. I mean, I gave you 5 stars.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sorry about the misunderstanding.
What am I supposed to do, Ken?
I don't know. I don't know why you're calling me.
Listen, I need to get my average up. Will you help me out, Ken?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get involved here.
Listen, here's what we'll do. You said you use Uber a lot. Well, here's the plan. I'll give you my phone number, and you call me anytime you're about to order an Uber. Then I'll drive over and make sure I'm in range to pick you up each time. You give me 5 stars after every ride, and my average will go back up.
So you will always be my Uber driver. Hey.
What, is that a problem? Am I now not good enough for you? You don't want 4-star Hoss and Pepper driving you around?
No, it's not that. I'm just not sure. I mean, I really don't even remember you from last time.
Oh, I get it. You're wondering why you gave me only 4 stars, aren't you?
I don't know.
Oh, let's see. What could it be? Was I talking on the phone? Was my car dirty? Did I get lost?
I'm sure it was nothing important, or I'd remember.
Well, I know. I'll bet I was playing the radio too loud. Was it that? You know, I like listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, especially when they do those prank phone calls. Have you ever heard them do those phone taps, Ken?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some.
Well, that's good. Ken, hey, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX. Guess what?
Oh, my God, guys. Are you serious? Is that what this is?
Oh, man, yes. Yeah, it is. Your buddy Lewis actually said that we should have a little fun with you, Ken. And looks like it worked.
It really worked. You guys had me going there. I was sweating.
All right.
But Ken, what's our rating? Do we get a 5 out of 5? We really need 5 out of 5 stars on this phone tap.
Yeah, this is very important information, Ken. We need to know. That is your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX, came down late in the show yesterday, but the Academy Awards, the Oscar nominations were announced. Nick Jonas and his wife Priyanka, they went through the nominations. The Netflix movie Mank led the nominations with 10, including for Best Picture. 6 nominations apiece: The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Minari, Nomadland, Sound of Metal, The Trial of the Chicago 7. Those each got 6 apiece. So and we've got the entire list up at WDJX.com.
All I know is that the Croods were snubbed.
Now, we don't know if the Croods were in time to get the Best Animated Picture.
It's a snub.
Uh-huh.
I'm upset.
I will say that Soul got nominated. I saw that. That was pretty fantastic. And then there was one other that I saw that I actually did see. Because I historically, maybe on a great year, I've seen one of the movies that have gotten nominated for Best Picture.
I've heard of none of them.
Yeah, the past several years, I haven't been able to even say that. But the only reason I've heard any of the nominations for Best Picture is because the Golden Globes preceded this, and a lot of them were in that.
See, and I ignored them too. So
yeah, so Kelly's just at a loss.
I'm completely out of the loop.
The Grammy Awards, they are yet again following suit for a lot of these other award shows, experiencing big ratings drops despite what was said to be a very entertaining Grammy Awards with the performances, Dua Lipa. You had Post Malone and all the memes that came from Post Malone watching Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B sing WAP on television.
That has gotten lots of people upset. And for good reason. Goodness gracious. There was one other thing that was a little sassy. Did you notice or see this story floating around there about Harry Styles jewelry?
You mean the from Stephen Colbert?
Harry Styles made his own fashion statement with a couple of feather boas and this $450 Gucci banana penis necklace.
Okay, so yeah, it was a peeled banana, but it wasn't a banana.
Yeah, but if you want it...
slightly blurred here, that immediately sold out online.
Yeah, so of you can't get it. You can't get it now.
Okay. What's happening?
I will
on
say,
planet Earth right now.
This was kind of a cool moment when Tiffany Haddish realized that she had won a Grammy. She was taping another show, and she was taping and on the set of her TV show Kids Say the Darndest Things when she learned, and she was actually talking to two of the contestants when a producer told her through her earpiece,
I'm just happy with being nominated, personally.
I've been nominated a couple times.
You say, what?
You've been nominated a couple times.
Yeah, I've been nominated a couple of times for some things.
But I just
and
won
I
a Grammy. You just won a Grammy.
I just won a Grammy? Are you serious?
I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth.
Y'all see this in my ear?
Tell them all you just won the best comedy album.
Y'all serious?
I'm serious.
I really won?
Yeah, and so then she told the kids... that she won and kind of what that means to her.
You know, a black woman hasn't won in that category since 1986.
Yes, I learned that from Black History.
Yeah, a black woman hasn't won for best comedy album since Whoopi Goldberg. Can I tell you why I'm crying?
Why?
It's a lot of times you feel like, well, am I doing the right thing? Am I good enough? Am I strong enough to do this job? And then you just have to believe in yourself as much as you can. Anything is possible.
I like that. I like that. Her talking to the kids there after finding out she won a Grammy Award. So Oscar nominations, you can see those. Do we have Harry Styles' necklace posted?
Nope. Sure don't. Not gonna. You can search it if you want to, sassy pants.
Okay. All right. Well, Harry Styles' necklace, I guess we are not hosting that on the website at
WDJX.com. We need to. It's sold out anyway, so sorry.
All right. So, yeah, you can at least see the Oscar nominations there, that entire thing up at WDJX.com. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I know you've probably been watching the... J-Lo, Alex Rodriguez ride, just like we have, where they're on, they're off, they're on, they're off. Now, A-Rod is tagging J-Lo in some sort of Instagram post where he's in the Dominican Republic in some tropical island. It's kind of showing that, yes, they're together. Now, I say
you're
all
that. You're invested, Sparky. This, you have brought this up a couple times.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up now is because they could... do what this couple out of the Ukraine did when they realized that their relationship was on again, off again, on again, off again as well. So instead of arguing every time they tried to mend their relationship, they decided on this weird experiment starting on Valentine's Day. Alexander, he's an online car salesman. His girlfriend, Victoria, who's a beautician, they decided to get handcuffed together.
How is this going to solve their problems? I mean, that's bold. That is a bold move.
It is a bold move. It was Alexander's idea after Victoria, her latest attempt to actually break up with him. She said no at first. And then,
wait a second. Wait. She wants to leave him, and he's like, no, babe, let's get handcuffed together. What? Like, I would run faster if I were her.
Well, apparently she didn't, because she was, I guess, her mind was changed, And now for over a month, neither one of them has had any personal space as they do everything together, from grocery shopping to restroom breaks, where one of them...
I was going
to
say, my mind immediately went there.
Yep, one of them uses the restroom. The other one waits outside with the hand remaining inside the restroom. They take turns showering, doing the same way. And they're saying that this has taught them to solve their differences in new ways. Where before they would like just shut each other off and physically distance themselves, now they can't and they have to deal with what it is.
How are they working? Because she's a beautician, right?
Yeah.
So is he like trying to do his online car sales thing with like one hand up in the air while she's like working on someone's head? You know, that's beauticians, they use both their hands to work on people's hair.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with that.
I need video.
Yeah, but, well, they have an Instagram account. So
they
probably have dove into that. But this Instagram account has gained following since they've started this, quote, experiment. And
I'm curious.
And everybody is all like, hey, this is great what you're doing. And someone and others are all like, I don't understand this at all.
That's crazy. Like, I would never... We will go counseling if we need that. We are not going to be handcuffing ourselves to each other, though.
I mean,
that's not happening.
I love
I have too many things that I need both my hands free range to do.
Listen, I love my wife. I don't think I would voluntarily handcuff myself to her for any given time.
And it's not that saying that I don't want to be like right next to my husband for that amount of time. It's that I need, logistically speaking, I need like full range use of my hands. All the time.
Okay.
That's what I need.
So I'm just saying, if J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez maybe are scraping the bottom of the barrel with what they can try, if counseling hasn't worked, and if distance hasn't worked either in this, you know, relationship of theirs, maybe they can go and do what Alexander and Victoria tried out of the Ukraine and handcuff themselves to one another.
I wonder if Andrew the Love Doctor would confirm this is a great method
Our listener who calls us from time to time with love advice.
He's kind of our sporadic, yeah. Random, yes, expert.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he would say. I'll throw the article up on Twitter so you can kind of see for yourself. At Ben and Kelly Show. If you ever got an issue that you just need maybe a third opinion on or someone who's not emotionally invested in your situation, you can always shoot us a message, shoot us a note, and we'll toss it out. See what everyone has to say. This one comes from a listener. She says, do I seek out the drama with this one? All right. I like how it's starting already. A guy literally left me his name and number in front of his girlfriend, and I want to know if I should tell her or not.
Oh, yikes.
She continues, you see, I'm a server, and this guy comes in a lot. He's been in several times over the past few weeks with this new girl. I can tell she's his girlfriend by the way they act. Well, last weekend when they're in, I wait on them. Nothing out of the ordinary happens during dinner. I give them the check, thank them for coming in, grab their check while they're still talking. On the check, he not only left me a crappy tip on an $80 check, but he wrote his name and phone number with a smiley face and a call me. I couldn't believe he would hit on me in front of his date. So part of me wants to take the high road, forget it ever happened, mind my own business. But the other part.
The part that made me write you.
Yeah, but the other part wants to dive into this drama and tell his girlfriend the next time they're in. I've been hit on before at work, but for some reason, this really bothers me. So what would you do? Forget it or seek the drama.
Wow. A lot of people already chiming in on Facebook. April's like, did you keep the check? If so, I would give it to her next time they come in. If not, just make a comment when they come back in, like, please don't add your number to it this time. We prefer to keep those clean for our records.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca was like, and how exactly do you know that she wasn't in on it?
Mm.
Maybe they want to add in a third.
A third.
Maybe they just wanted someone to join them that night. Past that, I would have returned the ticket to their table and just asked him.
Interesting. I've never tried the hit on
a girl by writing on the check. Like I've never tried to hit on a server before, and because partly because I've never done it, but the other part of me is like they get this all the time. I mean, as a server, I'm sure you get, especially bartender or server. You're in an industry.
My husband did.
Where you get hit on
back in college.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like all the time. So it's like, how are you as just some dude who's leaving your number on a receipt or a bill going to stand out from the dozen other guys that have probably done that week?
Well, you do stand out when you have a girlfriend sitting there at the table with you.
That is true. That is true. If you want to chime
in. That's especially bold.
Yeah. 502-571-9970. Got a message from a listener who's a server. She got hit on in front of the gentleman's girlfriend, leaving a little note on the check that said his phone number and a call me with a smiley face. Now, she's all like, I couldn't believe he would hit on me right in front of his date. Now, do I seek out the drama and present it to the girlfriend the next time they're in? Or do I just, you know, do the non-drama thing? Just forget it ever happened. I've been hit on before.
Maggie on Facebook said if he's that bold and doing that in front of her, she more than likely already knows. I would forget it and move on.
Yeah, I feel like guys like that will reveal themselves multiple times. So if it's not you, it's going to be someone else that shows that he is kind of that way.
Lisa also said, I would call him and ask for the rest of your tip. Hashtag cheapskate.
Yeah, that's a point of the story that I wasn't expecting a lot of people to dive into. The fact that
it's taken center stage with a lot of people.
Yeah, the fact that he's not left a very good tip on an $80 check and then was bold enough to ask for her number on that check. I mean, maybe he's with simple math and he's like, well, I only know what 10% of 80 is because I can deal in tens. So here you go. Yeah, a lot of people are just like, hey, you don't want to date a bad tipper anyways. So forget.
Exactly. It's what Priscilla said.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony's all like, hey, you know what? She should say to him, sorry, I didn't get to call you with the number you gave me last week, but I've been busy.
Wow.
I mean, I'm telling you, like 8 out of 10 replies have been to dive in on the drama. There are only a few that are saying, you know, look, just stay out of it. You know, she's going to find out soon enough. She's going to know and just leave it where it is because he's going to show himself his true cards in front of her. I like the comment from Emily. Seek out the drama. The entertainment will be the real tip. Maybe you didn't get a good tip on your Maybe you didn't get a good tip on your on their bill, the real tip is going to be the drama and the fireworks that happen once you present the fact that hey, by the way, your boyfriend's hitting on me. I don't know.
Oh wow.
So
that's a lot. I don't know. A lot of people are just like, yeah, tell her. But I feel like just leave it alone.
All right. So Kelly, just
leave it alone. If he persists, mm-hmm. then maybe we think about getting a little bit more bold about that.
Now, but Kelly's coming from
let it go.
A point of where she doesn't like drama or confrontation. Ever.
I don't like it.
So she will automatically kind of go to that stance of, you know what? Just I know it bothers you, but just chalk it up to guy being a jerk, let it roll off your back.
Well, and you don't know how she is going to react. I mean, she might like start attacking you. I know for me, long time ago, my new boyfriend, his ex-girlfriend got my number and mm-hmm. left me incessant messages, started like coming to my apartment. I mean, you just don't know. So I feel like you could be opening a Pandora's box of retaliation.
You know what? You said that and we just got a message from Blair who said, same thing happened to me. I actually confronted the girl. They tried to get me fired saying that I was hitting on the boyfriend.
Like two people against one. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe we just leave this one alone now.
But I want the drama. I want it. I want it.
And this is real life. Like, this is a TV show. I want the drama. But this is like real life. And okay, there is a couple of scenarios just laid out to where I think, nope, Nobody, nope, nope.
All right. Well, if you want to go back and leave your comment on Facebook, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. Or you can listen back to the original at WDJX.com. Click listen.
Ooh, one more thought just hit me. Like the next time they come in, maybe she starts up a little conversation. Oh my gosh, did you hear on the radio the other day that this guy totally like left his number for a server in front of his girlfriend? Isn't that crazy?
didn't you hear? Do you listen?
Did you listen to that show? That was so crazy.
That was so crazy. Kind of like what you did with me the other week. Crazy, right? Crazy.
See, she didn't even have to say that part, though. Just kind of like,
interesting.
And then gauge the reaction.
Yeah. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see it on Facebook. Well, yesterday about this time, we were learning what nominations for Oscars were being handed out. Mank was the biggest nominee with 10 nominations. That's the Netflix movie Mank there. But the Razzies were also doled out, the nominations for Razzies. Of course, the Razzies are the opposite. Those highlight the worst films of the year. And look, 2020 was not a year for film. You know, it was maybe a year for the streaming service film, I guess, is what you're looking at. Anyways, the worst film so far with the most nods was Doolittle. Doolittle, the remake with Robert Downey Jr., had 6 nominations for Razzies.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Did you?
And I was like, yeah, oh. It was interesting.
Oh.
It had something to do with, like, I don't know if it was his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like everything was dubbed over.
Oh.
And you could tell.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting because Glenn Close got a Razzie and an Oscar nomination for the exact same role.
That is interesting.
I know.
It hasn't happened often, but I think that happened for Sandra Bullock.
Oh, did it really?
For The Blind Side.
Okay.
Remember when she won the Oscar?
Yeah.
For that?
She also won a Razzie.
Up for a Razzie.
That's funny. All right. So, anyways, if you want to see the list of Razzies, you can up at WDJX.com. All right. Coming up next, it's a feel-good story.
Yeah, there's a really cool thing that we need to shine a spotlight on. A 12-year-old girl who's doing way more with her life than you or I.
You mean you or I at this age?
It's a feel good for her, kind of a feel bad for us.
All right. These always do kind of have that slant to it, don't they? Every single hour we do this, Kelly Kay.
Shining the spotlight on a 12-year-old girl gearing up to start college at Arizona State University with dreams to one day reach the stars.
Okay.
Literally. So, talking about Elena Wicker,
mm-hmm.
She wants to be a NASA engineer.
Cool.
She says, I've always dreamed of being an engineer because throughout my life, I liked the building. She started building with Legos when she was 4 and told her mom, Daphne, she would one day work for NASA.
That's cool.
So, she's getting one step closer. She's attending ASU this summer, majoring in astronomical and planetary science and chemistry. And if everything goes as planned, she's going to earn her diploma by the time she turns 16.
Oh, wow. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's 12 now.
Wow.
Yeah. She said, I'll be driving in one of those future space mobiles by the time I graduate college.
Dang.
She wants to build rovers like the one sent to Mars.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So she says it doesn't matter what your age or what you're planning to do. Go for it. Dream and then accomplish it. Again, she's 12.
Like that sort of thing doesn't even cross my brain at that age. That is amazing. Yeah, no, good for her.
Incredible. She's a little genius. You can see her story up at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
All right, there you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So if you're using a dating app to maybe try to find a date, maybe it's Tinder or other sort of dating platforms like that, know that they are soon going to allow users to conduct background checks on the people they match with.
That's probably best.
Yeah, probably. It's probably good that this is now coming around. But so, yeah, if you
swipe right. What it's basically going to use is like the name and phone number. It's going to look up database records and stuff like that and determine
if there's a record or something.
Yeah, see if there's a corresponding online criminal record or other court actions like a restraining order against the person that you thought looked super cute with that fish in his hand.
Hey, would it also maybe find if he has a wife? We've seen in recent viral stories that might be necessary.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've seen a lot of that. And
there's been
about.
A couple.
Yeah. I think maybe you still have to find that out the old-fashioned way, which...
Through gossip and the grapevine?
Yeah. Or taking a look at his left hand and seeing if there's a little indentation there in his ring finger. Which
or some, a sunburn.
Some very
tan mark.
Yes, some very eagle eye mm-hmm. females have said that they can always tell if a guy is not wearing his wedding ring. So anyways, if look for that in the coming months from Tinder and from other
and listen,
dating platforms.
If you happen to see my husband not wearing his ring, don't read into it. We both have some fat fingers going on.
You both got the fat finger syndrome. Yeah. Man, the pandemic's been good. Woo!
It's been real good. Yeah, buddy.
All right. I get it. All right. Well, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. You can always catch up online, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can hear the entire show. You can hear the segments, all that right there. For your listening pleasure. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, which is kind of cool. And it's also a sad time because normally, you know, we can, we can sometimes be out at a bar at 6 o'clock
we
in the morning.
We have in the past.
Which is always fun. That is not going to be the case tomorrow, but still.
You know what, Sparky? You should just, don't use this as an excuse to not celebrate. Bring in your own green beer. Create your own little party. Bring in maybe, do you have some leftover prom decorations from when we decorated your house?
Leftover prom
Bring them
decorations.
In. Streamers in the background? I'm not sure.
Maybe I'll wear Make something festive. That's festive. I'm wearing my green today, but yes.
I was going to say, are you going to wear that again? Because I think that's your green, isn't it?
No, I've got other green, Kelly.
Wait, a Getting Lucky in Kentucky t-shirt? Do you still have that?
I do still have that, but I won't wear that, all right? Anyways.
I think you should.
And we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.